with Skip Young. He is the principal owner of the brand new Kia of Lansing, and I had to get him on the phone. I stopped into that dealership, and it was a buzz. Skip, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, so I'm in your dealership on a Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and it was packed, and there were people, a lot of couples, and they were with your salespeople, and you had someone in your office, and you got a lot of people interested in buying Kia cars. Before we talk about that, talk about the investment that your company has made in Lansing with the beautiful new dealership that you have on South Pennsylvania.
Well, I'll tell you what, we started with three brands, and we sold our Nissan, sold our Hyundai, and got really, really fired up on Kia, opened up two other Kia stores, and we knew we had to move off our old Cedar Street property, and knew we absolutely wanted to be in South Lansing, so we bought the old Frank's Nursery property, and it kind of kept getting bigger and bigger as we went, but we knew we had kind of one shot to do it right. And we're very, very happy with the final product, and it's amazing what a brand new facility does, not only for your customers, but even my employees. I mean, everyone's just so pumped up, excited to come to work every day, and we're very happy about it.
Why get rid of those other brands? Why not have them all? Why just focus on Kia?
You know, those other brands were great brands, but Kia is just, I mean, it's blowing up in America. It's the fastest growing brand in America right now. And from our standpoint, we just found that it's better to focus on one thing and do it right than spread yourself too thin over three different brands. And we just kind of got rocking early on with Kia, and then they offered us up two open points in different cities, which was a real honor to get from Kia. And we're just kind of Kia crazy, to be honest. We love the brand. The warranty's phenomenal. The prices, it's easy to sell them. The prices kind of sell themselves, and the gas mileage is awesome on just about every single model.
Tell us about the Kia brand. Tell us about the hotter vehicles that are Kias.
Well, the Sorento is my number one seller. It's American-made SUV. You know, it gets up to 30 mile per gallon, lots of room, great styling, and that's built at Kia's first manufacturing plant in West Point, Georgia. Then the next total game changer is my Kia Optima. This is a redo of their old Optima, and it's just radically different, just gorgeous design, comes in an SX turbocharged model, gets 34 mpg on the highway, and the great news about this car is it's now built in America. So the two number one selling Kia vehicles are now built right here in America, and that's pretty awesome.
Why did you feel you needed to invest in a South Lansing location?
You know what? We actually had considered, you know, maybe heading out towards Okemos and different areas around town before we actually bought the property, but we really started thinking about how good business was for us on Cedar, and how we kind of felt like we were in the hub, almost the focal point of all of Lansing. And that's when we pretty much decided we want to be kind of on the auto row on Pennsylvania, and I'm glad we did it. So,
why put so much money into infrastructure? That's a huge investment.
You know, I never really bought into the whole facility sell cars, but, you know, After we did this, it's paying off right away. And you're always nervous, obviously, when you put yourself out there and spend this kind of money. We had to do something. We were in a lease on our current property, and we could, I guess, look for an abandoned dealership or a facility we could retrofit into a car dealership. I mean, at the end of the day, we had to do something. And because I did a Kia image facility, they chipped in substantially, so that helped a lot.
What's interesting is I was in there, is there was kind of a buzz and kind of a vibe. The workers were really bustling around. There were a lot of people there. There was an energy there, and I know you got good people there, and I know you've got a good product, but I wonder how much the environment facilitates that.
I think it does a lot. I mean, I think it kind of raises the bar for everyone. You know, it really puts a lot of pride into everyone when they come into work. And, I mean, I constantly just see them, you know, even from my back room, my technicians just constantly cleaning their workstations. And I think it does a lot for morale to be proud of where you work. And, I mean, I'm pumped up about it.
You know, it's hard to get a handle on what we're doing as consumers, because for the most part, we're holding on to our money. And we hear that the economy is just so unstable. No one knows what's really going to happen. Big business is holding on to their money. We, as the consumers, as I just mentioned, aren't spending as much as we have in the past. But yet people are buying cars. Why is that?
Well, I mean, eventually cars break down and you're forced to buy a car, and or you're driving a car that's outside of its original factory warranty, which, you know, smart consumers know that you know, anything can happen and it can be very costly. I think that kind of forces people to make a move. And then depending on the price of gas and the fuel economy of your current car, I think that motivates people to do stuff. I know my cars in particular, if, you know, all the marketing people will tell you the demographics for my car, but sometimes they're just absolutely way off. I sell just as many retirees and senior citizens my Kias as I do, you know, Gen Yers. And it blows my mind. This Kia Soul, it's you know, the famous hamster car, those cool ads you see, and that's just a wonderful ad campaign, because all ages love the ad. And that car, it's the demo on that car is late 20s, you know, early 30s, and I cannot tell you how many retirees I sell this Soul to, because, you know, the car starts at, I think, $14,900, and it's cute, it's fuel efficient, it's a hatchback, but they can get right in it. You know, it's kind of at the perfect height for them. And so my customer base is just a wide array, but a lot of people on fixed incomes, they lean towards Kia because it's very affordable and they know they've got, you know, 100,000 miles or 10 years of warranties.
All right, Skip, before I let you go, I know I'm going to hear from people. Why didn't you ask them? They're building these affordable cars, but are they solid? Do they have good warranties? Do they last?
I'll tell you what. They last, and don't listen to me on it. Get on the consumer reports and check them out, because we're getting rave reviews, and I've never seen the quality any better, Tony.
All right, go see Skip Young at the Kia of Lansing dealership on South Pennsylvania. Skip, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Tony.